Two fire crews arrived at Old Cemetery Road at 3 o'clock this morning to discover the body of a man inside a burnt-out vehicle. We know he was 58 and lived at the marina, but we don't know anything else about his identity. Officers say they're urgently trying to contact his next of kin. Concerned chemicals were involved in the situation, led to areas across Hartlepool being closed off.
It's scary stuff, isn't it? If they're saying chemicals over there, then they're down in the marina and they've got they're on major alert over the hospital. Is it in the air?
Taxi driver Steve was one of many concerned residents today. Two cordons are still in place, one where the car was found and another at Navigation Point where he lived.
Can I say right at this point, I do not believe this to be linked to terrorism at this stage.
Superintendent Gordon Lang is leading the investigation.
We have as a precautionary measure and upon advice from Bomb Disposal and the Fire Brigade placed a 250-metre cordon around that location. And there will be further evacuation of boats on the marina and a small block of flats within that vicinity too.
Those further evacuations will begin when officers start the search of his flat. Nearby residents who aren't allowed back into their homes can go to the historic quay for shelter. Vinton Wardell's been there all day.
When I left at 11 o'clock, I went to the supermarket. I wandered back after about an hour just to ask the police when they thought I might be able to go back in, and they told me that I could come here, but they didn't expect that I'd be able to get back in anytime soon.
And two police officers and three ambulance workers who'd attended the scene of the car had to be decontaminated and taken to hospital as a precaution, but they have all been discharged now. 25 police officers and 5 army bomb disposal people are currently working on the case, but residents are being told not to panic. There'll be a big police presence in the town for several hours to come, so we're told we just need to be patient.